there's not a lot that I could say because it wasn't an area where you could go to. It was private property. What I can say is that the bit that you could see, quite literally all the way along, as if you went along what was then known as Cotterell's, it's now Leighton Buzzard Road, I think, you went along there, going towards north, going towards Leighton Buzzard. On the right-hand side of the road, there were some yards where lorries and things and goods were parked, and I don't know quite what it was all about, but they used to be there. And the river was the other side of that, which one could see. And the other side of the river, of course, there were houses, private houses and what have you. So you couldn't go to it. You couldn't. It was completely isolated. Well, as I said, the what you could see from the road was Cotterell's. You could see a bit of the river, but you couldn't go there. It was private property. But the area where I was able to go to it and did know was where my grandmother lived. Well, she lived there, and she had a little restaurant, which was called Woodman's. Her name, she was a Mrs. Woodman. And it was almost partly underneath the old railway arch, just near that. And there was, as you looked at it from the road, Woodman's Cafe was big windows and a door in the door, and you could go in through there, turn left, and you were in a little restaurant with tables set up. The right-hand side of it was where my gran lived, and the kitchen and everything. And then after that, there was a big double gate which enclosed a yard behind it. And to the right of that was Woodman and Anderson, who are still working in the town. It was their place of business there. And when I used to go down to see my granny, I used to go through the side gate next to Anderson and Woodman, between the two. Now, behind, or in, when you went into the yard which was behind this gate, there was a mill on the left-hand side which they used to make. They didn't actually make anything. They ground old nuts and things like that, which I can remember. They used to make buttons out of them, fancy buttons for ladies and that. And what was left over was ground up for cattle food, I think. But behind that was the river, and there was a little wooden footbridge of, I think, probably about two or three planks wide, and a little handrail along the side there. That's really, it was a quietly flowing river. It was a good width, and probably could be a couple of feet deep, I don't know. But I can remember seeing quite sizable fish sort of hovering around under the bridge, around water gardens as such. They were not gardens, it was just a river. And the other end, right, the far end of the town, where the river came through from what is now Gadebridge Park, there was a mill at that end, which I think they used the flow of water to drive the mill. And after that, you didn't see the river at all, really, because it was on private land. There was no, it wasn't a park.